Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The ferry has berthed call for the first passengers to come on board to go to Oban. The new beauty salon run by Maggie is now open for business and has been publicised by the purser, who is on a 15% commission. Word has spread round call, and the interest in the new salon is rife.
Well, Maggie, I hate to say this, but it looks as if your beauty salon idea may just be a winner. I've never seen so many young women lining up for a return trip.
Oh, I'm not just a pretty face, you know. Although, after trying some of the treatments out, have you not noticed that my skin is so much smoother?
Well, I can't say as how I look that closely at you, Maggie.
Go on, have a feel. Stroke my cheek.
Oh, what on earth is that slime hanging from your ear?
Oh, that'll be some leftover carraging. I used it as a wrap. It's a seaweed. And after you use it, you can re-boil it and serve it as a pudding. Give it here. Oh, that's good. Would you like a lick?
Not at the moment, thanks. Talking about treatments, I hope you haven't been spending too much on the products.
Why, Scotty went out yesterday with a list as long as his arm, and bless him, he managed to collect all the stuff without paying out a penny. Look, I've made out a menu.
Priceless, Maggie. Please call it a price list. Let's see. Carrageen wrap. That's the stuff you used in your face.
It is, and is available from any good seashore. Nature's best.
Right. Herring purifier. Have your body rid of all toxins just like the healthy herring. What on earth is that?
We used that as a remedy in Barach when we were needing to get rid of excess alcohol. You mix up the guts of the herring with some oatmeal, then if you just slather it all over your body and bake yourself under the sunbed. When it's done, you crack the crust off and the badness comes with it.
Lovely. Next, barnacle flush out. A deep pore cleanser using only the finest barnacles in Scotland to suck out the dirt from those poxy pores.
I think that one's self-explanatory. Scotty gets them from the side of the ferry.
Hair extensions made from the finest fleeces and vacuum suction by Henri. Henri? Who's Henri?
Ah, no. That's a little bit of a marketing tool. I'm actually using Henry the Hoover for the vacuum suction. But I thought it added a bit of mystery by calling him Henry.
Well, Maggie, I wish you all the best with the venture. But do remember that it is the Glenmidden's fine reputation that will be marred if this goes horribly wrong.
Captain, what could possibly go wrong?
As the captain makes a list of things that could possibly go wrong, there is someone else on the ship brewing up a plot of his own.
Before I tell you what it is, you've got to swear you'll nae tell another living soul.
I swear I'm a favourite spanner. I'll no tell anyone.
Right then. I got a phone call for a magazine called the Celestial Crumpet. It deals with trying to unfrock ministers and stuff for day things they shouldn't be doing.
You mean like haying a nip through the holy water when nae one's looking?
Ah, I think it's mair than done. The man I spoke to said he'd heard about our Reverend Smallpiece, a known incident at the Skinflats Miners' Welfare Club when he took all his clothes off and did the strip the willow.
Aye, I remember, though, and I didn't think there was much to make a fuss about myself.
Aye, well, this magazine want to get the dirt on the Reverend and a picture of him with his cakes doing. They're willing to pay 800 smackers for it.
So, why are you telling me all this?
Because I need to have an accomplice, and it was either you or that big dick. And you ken who's right in there with the captain, so I couldn't trust him.
So what you want me to do?
I'm going to ask your Reverend some questions, but they'll be double-edged. So, when he gives me the answers, I'll rewrite the questions to make it all sound sordid.
But I thought you needed a picture of him in the scuddy. How on earth are you going to get that?
Done's the million-dollar question.
So Scotty is up to no good. And Maggie is still being given a list of things that could possibly go wrong with her venture. Where is all this leading to? Well, let's join Big Dick as he watches the passengers come on board along with the Eriski noise.
The captain will be pleased. All these people coming on board for the trip. The ferry has never been so full.
Aye, we were down at the pub last night, and the talk is that the women are just coming on board to do a round trip and have a beauty treatment. Seemingly there isn't a place on the island where they can get stuff like this done. It must be difficult being a girl from Call.
What you saying?
I'm saying it must be difficult to be a Call girl.
You want a Call girl? I've got some numbers in the back of the Sunday Sport if you want them.
No, you deaf old bat. Call girls. Girls from Call.
Well, they've got to make their living somehow.
Fox, will you please tell him to use his hearing aid? Dodie, put your hearing aid in.
What?
Put your hearing aid in your ear.
It's in my ear. What else would you think I'd put it?
Have you got it switched on?
Eh?
Have you got the hearing aid switched on?
I never switch it on. It runs down the batteries.
Doogie, we'll take him to the hospital when we get to Oban.
My mother's grandmother was deaf. My mother said they stuck a twig in her ear and left it there until she recovered her hearing.
How long did she have a twig in her ear?
Oh, she was buried with it. Her hearing never came back. In fact, it got worse because of the twig in her ear.
Getting nowhere with Doddy's deafness and Dick's denseness, the Eriskinoys retire to the bar. Meanwhile, Scotty goes down to his cabin to fetch his good pair of dentures that he always wears to welcome the passengers on board, especially when they are all young ladies.
Bob, my cabin's full of the stuff I brought back yesterday for them red-headed old craw to their beauty treatments. What's you playing at?
Scotty, there you are. Oh, I see you've discovered my secret hideaway for my beauty products.
I can't get in my cabin, you old battle-axe. What on earth are we going to keep doing apart from anything else?
It just means that we have to share the top bunk, my pet. That is until we start getting through some of this stuff.
You reckon I'm enchanty, wrestler? If you think for 1 minute that I'm sharing the same bunk as you, you're off your trolley.
And where do you think you'll sleep if not on top with me?
I'll cross the bridge when I come to it. Hear me and hear me right, woman. You'll know I'll be deep cleansing my pores.
You'll be back. You can't keep your hands off me. You know that it's true.
Scotty makes his way back to the deck in a rage. On his way, he bumps into the Reverend Smallpiece, who is decanting the buckfast for next Sunday's communion.
My son, slow down. Do tell me what the matter is, and why are you in such a temper?
Oh, Reverend, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. Suffice to say, I didn't hear a cabin to sleep in for the next week or so. Looks like I'll be kipping in the deck.
Solace is something that I can give you on that matter. I know it isn't much, but you can certainly share my cabin with me, and perhaps we can share your sorrow.
Oh, Reverend, that's really kind of you, but have you ever heard of the Celestial Crumpet?
Oh, no, Scotty. You mean the Celestial Trumpet. It's the magazine for all ministers and men of the cloth.
Oh, right. Maybe I heard it wrong. Yes, I think sharing your cabin would be most enjoyable.
What has the Reverend let himself in for? Scotty has now got access to his cabin and has only one thing in his mind. £800 from the Celestial Crumpet to stitch up the minister. Will Maggie's venture pay off? Will the carrageen puddings be a success? Will Doddy put the twig in his ear? Will tank tops ever come back into fashion? Join us next week, same time, same channel, for more adventures from the Glen Midden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glen Midden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.